Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Sergey Lavrov, the guy that I was talking about before, recently had a meeting with his counterpart in China, Red China, Communist China, mainland China. And he announced, quote, that Russia and China are leading a new world order. Russia and China are leading a new world order. I have news for him. I have news for the Chinese, too. But I have news for the oligarch murderer, Sergey Lavrov. Russia and China are slave states. Russia didn't used to be recently. Under the Tsar, there were some freedoms, not many. Under communism, there were none. Under Stalin, Khrushchev, and the rest of them, there were none. Momentarily opened up under Yeltsin in the 1990s, and now an Iron Curtain's descended again. The Iron Curtain was a figure of speech that Churchill used after the Second World War. He said, an Iron Curtain has descended on Europe, meaning the Russian occupations of everywhere from Poland to Czechoslovakia to Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and all the rest. That was lifted in 1989 with the fall of the Berlin Wall, and then in the early 1990s with the dissolution of the Soviet Union. And what was left was the Russian Federation. Well, there's a lot of reasons why two corrupt slave states are not leading anything, much less a new world order. The world order, for the rest of time, as far as I'm concerned, will be led by liberal democracy, which was an invention in the modern era in Europe and the United States. That's what will lead it. Here are the problems with the Russian-Chinese alliance. First of all, Russia and China hate each other. They're different races and different religions. They fought a shooting war in the middle of our Vietnam War in 1969 over a disputed island. And whenever Russia has tried to invade Asia, when they did it with the Japanese in 1905, even now, you know, they try to do it in Afghanistan, goes very badly for them. Nobody wants Russia. Nobody wants an Iron Curtain over their country. China, it's more a matter of social culture. They've been a nation for 5,000 years. Their emperors go back to 3,000 BC. And for much of that time, they were viewed as gods. You couldn't, if you even looked at them, they'd put you to death. What the emperor said goes. That is so ingrained in the Chinese psyche, in their cultural DNA, that when Mao Zedong took over and Chiang Kai-shek and the last Chinese emperor went down, people over there, not in Taiwan, but in mainland China, simply transferred their desire to worship one man to the head of the Communist Party, to Mao Zedong. And Xi right now, the new president of China, feels himself to be in the same position. China has the second largest economy in the world after ours. Russia had the, I think, I don't know, 11th or 12th. Now it's down in the teens. But even before the sanctions, Russia's economy was smaller than New York's economy. It was smaller than New Jersey's economy. Some people don't realize North Korea's economy is the size of Birmingham, Alabama's economy. We take a lot for granted in this country. Anyway, Russia and China are never going to get along. They are momentarily standing up because they're afraid of the United States. And I think it's time, quite frankly, that our country register pride in our tradition, our values, our constitution, our separation of church and state, the origin of all this, going back to the Enlightenment, and frankly, do it unapologetically, It's one thing to tear down Confederate statues, another thing to tear down the statues of our founding fathers. We're not going to put up with that. Give you an example of what China's doing right now. You think China, oh, well, they're somewhat benign. No, they're not benign at all. They right now have a program called Operation Fox Hunt, F-O-X-H-U-N-T. It's headed by a guy named Sun Hoyying. Sun Hoyying, right now there's a warrant out for him, but he was in the United States. The sole purpose of Operation Fox Hunt is to track down Chinese people in the United States whom the government of China doesn't like. They think that they're somehow resistive, that they're fugitives, and coerce them into going back to China, being tried, and thrown into a Chinese jail. And this is done in a lot of different ways. They did this to a guy, a Chinese guy out in the New York area, who was running for Congress, our Congress. He was a citizen. And they went after him. Operation Fox Hunt. One thing that you take for granted in a liberal democracy is privacy, the right to be let alone. The police can't knock on your door and drag you out. If they come in, they need a warrant. There has to be probable cause to support a warrant. None of that happens in China or Russia, two slave states. So Sun Hoyying and Operation Fox Hunt are getting shut down because Sun Hoyying tried to pull this on a congressional candidate, but they'll give it a new name. It'll be Operation Crane Hunt or something next time. And there's a billion Sun Hoyings over there. And so I think that the client states of China and Russia understand the slave nature of the ant colony nature of these countries. Vietnam, the Philippines, frankly, Japan, for Pete's sake, Japan, South Korea, they're not going to put up with this. It's time that we put together a North Pacific Treaty Organization. NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The North Pacific Treaty Organization would initially have in it Japan and South Korea. And on the fringes would be the Philippines and Vietnam. Now, do we need or do we want a mutual defense agreement with them that if one of them is attacked by China, we'll respond? At this point, not with the Philippines and not with Vietnam, but we would certainly give them the means to defend themselves. But with Japan and South Korea, we could not tolerate it. What do we do with Taiwan? Taiwan calls itself the Republic of China, and they speak Mandarin Chinese, and they are Chinese. Mainland China calls themselves the People's Republic of China. They speak Mandarin largely, and they are Chinese. They are Chinese. So what do we do with all this? And what we do is, and this is a message to the far right of the Republican Party, which has betrayed our country to Putin. I'm talking about Trump. Talking about Tucker Carlson, Hawley, and the rest of them, and also the far left of our party that spends much of its time tearing down our culture, charging that we're systemically racist, whereas the rest of the world are the essence of racism. It's about time we loved our country, and it's about time we didn't put up with this, because China and Russia have military power. They both have nuclear weapons. And we need to be united in this country. We're going to break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.